giving you the best look at the next NBA superstars. This is NBA Radio, live from the 2023 Summer League.
All right, it's Turbin against Isola. We're live here from the 2023 Summer League in Las Vegas. We got you up till 10 p.m. Eastern Time right here on SiriusXM NBA Radio and on the NBA app. Right before we get to Jeff Weltman here, Frank, I just want to pass along that you and I fought like crazy during that last break in order to get an opportunity to ask Nick Nurse about James Harden. And that was a battle that that I had to have with the boss there, Sean Butler. At least I did. We were not allowed to ask Nick Nurse about Harden, which drove me nuts. He's going to sit down. We're not going to get the entire interview, but my displeasure was expressed, and we appreciate a couple of minutes there with Nick Nurse, and at some point we'll get a question in or two.
Well, yeah. And also he did address the idea of the uncertainty of the roster.
It's,
without mentioning James Harden's name, they're basically telling you they don't exactly know what could happen this summer.
Yeah, so and that's a guy that's right in the mix here for a championship, taking over for an MVP. Here's a guy that's got a Rookie of the Year from last season, and that's Jeff Weltman, the president of the basketball operations for the Orlando Magic. And, Jeff, we appreciate it, and you know, we're back here every year, and we appreciate you always sitting down. I figure this thing keeps getting bigger, and this year, I guess, at its apex with Victor Wembanyama. But what's your take here on the crowds that we see descend upon this building every year?
It's insane. It is absolute insanity, and I think it's just a hallmark of where the league is going. You know, the league wants to become a year-round kind of adventure for the fans, and you know, Summer League is becoming a big part of that, and it's so much fun. You get to see these guys for the first time before they step on the floor. You kind of get to live the experience with them in a way, you know, so I think it's great.
So Victor Wembanyama played two games, and now it looks like he's not going to play again this summer. You guys went through a similar thing with Paolo last year. What is the organization's thinking in situations like that? Is it, all right, he went out there, obviously fans wanted to see him, but is it more about, all right, he did Summer League, let's just worry about now the regular season, training camp in the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I think you want to, you know, part of the Summer League experience is really getting indoctrinated organizationally. So working with the coaches, understanding the new language, you know, getting to know your teammates. And that is in part what the Summer League is about. But the other part of Summer League is you're playing with mostly guys who are not going to be your teammates. And so there is kind of a balancing act that you want to understand, like, where the value lies. And then obviously, you know, certain guys especially may have a higher profile than others, and you want to protect them from, you know, whatever kind of targets they may have on their back and that sort of thing. But I think overall most guys play, most guys want to play. And for the most part, pretty much they play most all of the games, you know. And it's a good experience for everybody. And, you know, you do have to kind of find that little tightrope to walk sometimes.
Yeah, and Jeff, last time you sat down in that chair was last year, so you had seen about a game or two of Paolo Banchero when we asked you for an assessment. Now you've seen an entire year. You know, what's your assessment of what you saw in year one from Paolo?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, he had a great year. But I think that he has so much growth in front of him. And the thing that we're really excited about with Paolo is he's just a really serious, focused kid. And, you know, obviously the talent speaks for itself, the awareness. But for a guy 20 years old to come in with that seriousness and level of commitment, he's already off to a very good summer. That's what we're excited about. And that's what you need in this league, man. All of our young guys that we bring in, we try to get that first filter of seriousness, team orientation, caring about your teammates. And, you know, Paolo has all those qualities. So hopefully those will serve him as good building blocks.
Well, you're a good poker player because you guys played it close to the vest last year. Now a lot of people are saying him as the number one pick. He ends up there. And you talk to NBA people who have gone up against him, players and coaches. They all talk about his sheer size and strength combined with the ability to handle the ball and shoot it. Did he even exceed maybe some of your expectations, just how well he played and how quickly he adjusted to the league?
You know, that's a great question, Frank. I never try to come into this thing with expectations at all. We just try to pick the right guy and understand how he'll fit into our team, what he's going to need for us to allow him to be as successful as he can be. And, you know, from there, you just kind of, like, let it unfold. And you know, certain times, you know, it might be a better fit, a better time to be with the team. We had a lot of injuries at the beginning of the season. So Paolo and Franz Wagner were, in effect, our point guards. And so they got a lot of reps, even though, you know, a lot of mistakes were made during those games and our record indicated it. It was good experience for them to get, you know. And so Paolo got to soak some of that up. And so some of that is just, you know, right time, right place. But, I think we did have high hopes for Paolo that he would come in and have a good year. Obviously, he's physically mature beyond most 19-year-olds at the time. So we felt like if the rest of the stuff could be brought together, then he'd have a chance to have a good, you know, rookie season. But obviously, after that, it's up to him and the wherewithal to learn on the fly and the coaches to put him in good position and, you know, all the things that come with that.
We're talking here with Jeff Weltman. He's the president of the basketball operations for the Orlando Magic. And last year, and Frank alluded to it, everybody on draft day was saying you guys were going in a different direction. You went with Paolo, and it's worked out well for you so far. Kind of the same thing this year where everybody's saying, well, Jet Howard's going to be pegged to go here. And then they said when you made the selection that you reached. Why don't you think that you reached with Jeff?
You know, I don't even know what a reach is these days because I promise you that, you know, where the mock drafts have guys going has nothing to do with the reality of it. So, I mean, maybe it was a reach. I don't know. We all bring guys in and we try to understand what fits our team best. Yeah. And, you know, the drafts get kind of flat. I think that it's, like, very democratic these days. It's not like 10, 15 years ago when you can kind of go to bed and really know how it was going to unfold, maybe even 15 or 20 years ago. Guys play it close to the vest, and there's a very limited track record. And even a guy like Jet, you know, we felt Jet played the second half of the season hurt, you know. So how do you evaluate that? So we did a lot of, like, re-scouting with his first half of his season, you know, and had a good visit with him and obviously felt, you know, like, look, man, the guy's 6'6", 6'7", shooter, IQ, he's skilled. He's going to have to come in as any rookie will and learn the speed of the game and learn, you know, I always say there's a difference of basketball IQ and NBA IQ, and all rookies have to figure that out. But, he's got the pedigree, he's got the mindset, and he's got the ability to be a good player.
Is that the same thing with Anthony Black coming in? Another one of these young guys, only 19 years old.
Yeah.
Obviously, physically, mentally, still has a lot of growing to do here.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, two 19-year-olds, kind of like, what else do you need to say? You know, obviously they're very different players, you know, and Anthony, is a very talented. I've said Anthony's great gift is that he unlocks the other players on the floor. And guys who do that, they raise your ceiling for your team, you know. They allow you to play better basketball and kind of get to your spots better. And then he's a two-way guy. He's going to be able to guard all three, wing positions, perimeter positions, highly effectively. And he's a real competitor, you know, a football player. And we're excited about both those guys. But you know, I hope that we're getting to the place now where we have kind of, you know, good and bad, enough of a logjam where everyone's got to earn their keep now, you know. And the days of us drafting a guy and just because he's a lottery pick, he gets to soak up 30 minutes a game, those days are gone. You know, we want to stair-step our way to improvement, and hopefully that starts this season.
Yeah, and Jeff, what's the difference between Markelle Fultz when you brought him in and where he is right now?
I think you guys see the difference, you know. I mean, man, when we brought him in, you know, he had gone through I don't know if there's another guy in the history of the league who's been through what Markelle's been through, you know. And so it was more of a project of just letting him gain his legs back, you know, sea legs back and just get his confidence back and work through the vestiges of the injury and just kind of feel himself again. He had been kind of detached, I think, from the guy that he came into the league as. So it was almost like more of like just being super patient, letting him go through that process, giving him all the support and all the infrastructure that we could to allow him to grow. And, you know, you just see step by step. He was on the way to having a good season, a couple years ago when he hurt his knee. And then obviously has that setback. So, I think last year you kind of finally saw him, you know, starting to show who he's supposed to be in this league.
Yeah, and you could tell with a guy like Franz Wagner, he's been making those leaps every year. What do you think the ceiling is for a player like that who seems to have all the ability, athletic, the entire package?
Yeah, I don't like to ever talk about players' ceilings. You know, who cares where they were drafted? Who cares, you know, what was supposed to happen? Franz is as smart, competitive, you know, and talented a guy as you know there is. And why am I going to put a ceiling on that? I just know this: the guys that we're bringing in, they just want to win. That's what they want to do. If you were to ask Franz, like, how do you rate your ceiling? He would tell you, I rate it by how we win. And so, you know, that's like the first filter for everything. And, that's to me like one of the things that I'm excited about with our group. We have a very competitive group, high character guys. They really get along and they love each other, but they're going to be fighting each other too. And that's what, you know, good teams have to have.
Yeah, I mean, I think we saw that last year with you guys beat Boston, if I believe, three times last year, and they finished with the second-best record in the NBA. And, you know, it was almost like Franz and Paolo mirrored Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum a little bit. They've developed a nice chemistry there. What's the chemistry like between those two guys?
Oh, it's great. I mean, all of our guys get along great, and Franz and Paolo, obviously, are two really great kids from great families, and they're all about winning, man. So whatever they can do to help each other get better, that's what they do. And they're both intense workers. Obviously, you know, this summer they'll both be playing international ball. Now that Paolo got added to Team USA, Franz will be in Germany. So, you know, they'll probably butt heads a little bit overseas too, but it's good stuff for us.
Yeah, the Italian president wants to have a word with Paolo Banchero. you think about that market down there, and, you know, Shaq took them to an NBA Finals as the main guy, then the team that Stan Van Gundy had, which was a terrific team with Dwight Howard, Rashard Lewis, and Hito Turkoglu, Jermaine Nelson, who's a, you know, great player, great guy. Do you feel that the fans now are, they're thinking, great, you got all these young players. Now we want to see playoffs. Now we want to eventually see them make a deep run in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's so funny you say that, because I think that you can feel it bubbling, you know. But, you know, our guys are 20 and 21, 22. We're not there yet. And we did not push chips up to the middle of the table this year. You know, we haven't spent any money. We haven't traded picks for vets, you know. So we're still growing it at a pace where the young guys are allowed to develop, feel their way through. And honestly, for us, you know, we've got a lot of evaluating to do. We've got a lot of self-scouting to do, so, you know, to understand how we're best served going forward.
And that's, in a lot of ways, that's what Denver did. I mean, you think about the core of that team. But it seems like there are certain markets, I think Denver's like that, Orlando's like that too, where the fans are willing to be patient if they know the team is improving. But Denver's a perfect example of it. Most of the guys that were key members of that team have been key members of that team for a number of years now.
Well, it's funny you say that, Frank, because we got one of the guys that was one of the rebuild guys in Denver, which is Gary Harris. Yeah. And he talks about it all the time because this reminds me so much of what we were doing in Denver. Yeah. And, you know, to have guys like Gary, and we signed Joe Ingles this summer, man, you know, just solid veteran players who are going to help our young guys get through the woods is going to be invaluable to us. But to your point, man, I think the fans are getting excited about it. They also understand what we're doing, and they know that we're being patient. And, you know, we've got to continue to stair-step it the right way.
Yeah, and, you know, just on the Denver thing, like, they waited for the injury for Michael Porter Jr. They waited through the injury of Jamal Murray. You got a guy that's super talented. He's just never on the floor, and that's Jonathan Isaac. I think it's 11 games in the last 3 years. Can you have any expectations at this point for Jonathan?
My expectation is that Jonathan will be healthy and he will have a great year. But obviously, it doesn't matter what my expectations are. You know, like, it's just got to happen. And Jonathan's having a great summer. He looks terrific. He's actually here now with our team. We had a practice this morning. And, you know, he's doing all the things to put himself in a position to succeed. The doctors seem to feel confident with it, and we'll just see where it goes. But, you know, you're right, man. That guy's a game-changing player, and I think people kind of out of sight, out of mind, forget just how good he is.
With having a young team, I would think that you like the in-season tournament, really, the NBA Cup, because – it'll be games that matter. It gives your team a chance to play in somewhat pressurized games, especially if they can get out of the group and get into a quarterfinals, right?
I think any competition is great. And, you know, as I said earlier, we're trying to create an environment where we have internal competition. And it's been a while since we've had that. You know, we're pretty deep right now. I'm not saying that we're great, but we're pretty deep. We're going to have a lot of internal competition for minutes and for spots. But when you can layer on something like that, that'll be pretty cool. I think, like, it's something that the league is looking forward to, the fans are looking forward to, and I think it's going to be really cool in the coming years how it just unfolds and becomes like its own entity.
That one, and you're hoping to be sitting here, I think it's December 7th and December 9th, for that tournament. Jeff, we really appreciate
nice.
It. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks,
so that's
guys.
Jeff Weltman. He is the president of basketball operations for the Orlando Magic, who really had a nice season last year and really beat some good teams as well. So we're talking to a guy who's still building something there in Jeff Weltman. On the other side, we're going to talk to a guy that won a championship a couple of years ago, much like Nick Nurse, who joined the program just a few minutes as well. And that's Frank Vogel, who's now in Phoenix. Phoenix. They've got high expectations. Plus, he's got to, on top of that, when he's going back and watching the games afterwards, got to listen to Eddie Johnson, which is the downside of the job, why he got a couple extra million there from Phoenix in negotiations. We'll talk to Frank on the other side. It's Turbidity. It's Isola. We're live from the 2023 Summer League here in Las Vegas up till 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on SiriusXM NBA Radio and on the NBA app.